Most cyclists riding in Saturday, September 10, SRBC Gran Fondo Whistler would have trained for months, or headed out for a long ride or two, at least, before setting out on the grueling, 122-kilometer trek from Stanley Park to Whistler Village. Not Stefan Koch. It wasn't even my own bike, said the Whistler resident and first-time Fondo rider with a laugh. I don't have any road bike experience. He signed up 1 week prior to the ride, only once he was confident the sunshine predicted in the forecast would stick around. The 43-year-old software engineer arrived at Brockton Point at 6:40 a.m. on Saturday, 20 minutes before his event's start time, with a bike borrowed from a friend and equipped with UK-style brakes, to boot. It was a little bit hectic, he said. Koch, who admitted to being an avid mountain biker, set an ambitious goal of completing the ride in 3 hours and 45 minutes. But we had so much headwind, he said. It was crazy, especially from Squamish onwards. Still, Koch managed to crush the course in 4 hours, 7 minutes and 36 seconds, according to the event's officially posted results, making him the 160th rider out of 4,422 to cross the Fondo finish line, and 21st out of the 390 riders in his men's age 40 to 44 division. That also made him the fastest Whistlerite, or rider that listed Whistler as their home city, at least, to complete the 122km Fondo. Keep reading for more results. It was the first time the event returned to the Sea to Sky after a 3-year hiatus caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, drawing a record crowd of approximately 6,800 riders. The majority chose to tackle the more than 2,100 meters of elevation along the 122km Gran Fondo course, though participants can also opt to ride the 55km Medio course, an out-and-back route from Whistler Village to Whistler Olympic Park, or challenge themselves to the 152km Forte event, which throws in a trip up Cypress Mountain on top of the already arduous Fondo course. However, Mother Nature served up some challenging conditions for the thousands of cyclists that took to Highway 99 on Saturday. In addition to those stronger-than-usual headwinds blowing down the Sea to Sky corridor, temperatures in Whistler soared to a high of 30°C on September 10, according to Environment Canada. The obstacle was evident in the posted results. In 2019, the last time the event took place, the top male riders crossed the finish line just under the 3-hour, 15-minute mark, while the fastest women clocked in at around 3.5 hours. This year, the fastest riders finished the 122km course in just under 3.5 hours, while most of the top women inched closer toward the 4-hour mark. The last rider to cross the finish line Saturday, riding in the men's 70-plus category, crossed in just over 10 hours, 15 minutes. They're the real heroes, Koch quipped. Despite the gusty conditions, Koch said he really enjoyed the entire race, from the sunrise ride over the Lions Gate Bridge to rolling past cheering crowds over the Whistler Village finish line. He said he didn't experience any of the frustrating supply shortages many riders reported encountering at aid stations along the course, mostly because he never planned to stop at any in the first place. Instead, Koch packed enough snacks to refuel every hour while 2 liters of water lasted him the whole 122 kilometers, the other real advantage. I felt as that I was riding home, explained Koch, who moved to the resort from Germany in 2013. For me, especially when I passed BOB, I knew the finish line was like 37 kilometers from there, so I cranked up the pace, and then when you roll into function, I just got out of the saddle and gave it everything I had. In the end, I almost cramped on the turn into the village. But I'm really stoked with my effort. Koch offered thanks in particular to Dylan Lazel, who lent him the bike, and friends Dan Harmon and Sarah Redondo for the exceptional support. Koch said he would encourage everyone to sign up for the challenge and complete the ride at their own pace. It's such a cool event, he added. Results: Medio 55km Men. Ethan Smith. Pender Island 1 hour 43 minutes and 36 seconds. Wes Campbell. Courtenay 1 hour 44 minutes and 31 seconds. Joseph Bloodworth. Seattle 1 hour 45 minutes and 3 seconds. Women. Bonnie Hatswell, W. Vancouver 1 hour 51 minutes and 39 seconds. Nurit Altman. Toronto 2 hours 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Hannah Ross. Squamish 2 hours 7 minutes and 18 seconds. Gran Fondo 122km Men. Torin Halverson, Victoria 3 hours 37 minutes and 45 seconds. Thomas Ford, Vancouver 3 hours 38 minutes and 18 seconds. Chris Yip. Prince George 3 hours 38 minutes and 19 seconds. Women. Brooke Davis, Shoreline, Wash. 3 hours 49 minutes and 51 seconds. Jen Peterson. Vancouver 3 hours 55 minutes and 9 seconds. Madeline Pollock. N. Vancouver 3 hours 59 minutes and 14 seconds. Street. Regis Cup 122 kilometers, Elite Team Division, Men, Alexander Fraser Moran, Vancouver 3 hours 27 minutes and 1 second. Cole Glover Victoria 3 hours 28 minutes and 12 seconds and Braden Kersey, Vernon 3 hours 28 minutes and 12 seconds. Luke Hubner, Qualicum Beach 3 hours 28 minutes and 36 seconds. Women, Sarah Van Dam, Victoria 3 hours 45 minutes and 49 seconds. Nadia Gontova, Vancouver minus 3 to 53.45. Brenna Polly, Victoria 3 hours 56 minutes and 44 seconds. Forte 152 km. Men, Colin Ericks, Vancouver 4 hours 29 minutes and 30 seconds. Ashley Weber, Kelowna 4 hours 42 minutes and 45 seconds. Peter Crummins, Tacoma 4 hours 47 minutes and 55 seconds. Women, Sarah Goodridge, Calgary 5 hours 34 minutes and 33 seconds. Abby Edison, Vancouver 5 hours 41 minutes and 6 seconds. Amanda Lau, Vancouver 5 minutes 44 seconds and 5 milliseconds.